At the bottom of Cooper's Hill is a series of ponds, together called Langham Ponds. They're actually a remnant of what was here thousands of years ago. At the end of the Ice Age, the water from the ice melting was coming down the Thames in a rush. And as the river bends around Runnymede, it spreads out into lots and lots of channels and tiny little islands. And this is the remnant of one of those channels. Langham Ponds has been left as it was thousands of years ago. And as a result, it's still a place where you can see rare species that would have once thrived along the banks of the River Thames.
I'm Jamie Preston. I'm the lead ranger at Runnymede. We have a really, really rich flora. We have fenland habitat, lots of kind of reeds, and also swamp, which is quite interesting for this part of the world. And we have some wonderful names of plants. Greater water parsnip, frog's bit, and a tubular water dropwort, which is a really interesting plant as well. I really love all of those names, and it feels like sometimes you're casting a bit of a spell when you start kind of mentioning them all. When you're visiting Langham Pond, sometimes you can be incredibly lucky and hear something that's particularly special. You might hear a cuckoo calling. We know they're on the estate. Quite often you can hear a woodpecker. You can hear the water rail, which has a really interesting call. July, August, the wildflower meadow is looking at its best, and you will find the actual grassland habitat there is absolutely full of life, particularly things like beetles and also loads and loads and loads of grasshoppers. And there are points in time when you come along and the sound is quite overwhelming. It's like this buzz of insect life, which is really cool. The dragonflies are fantastic. There's an emperor, which is really, really large, green body dragonfly. There's also some damselflies, a common blue, and also an azure. And in total, the whole estate has over 27 different species of dragonfly and damselfly that have been identified. And on a good day, if you catch them at the right time, particularly if the wind's down and it's very sunny, you will see loads and loads of stunning dragonflies hunting and mating, as we have today.